Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 1. We will be starting today's reading in verse 18 and ending it on verse 24. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 18, this is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Quote, Joseph, son of David, end quote, the angel said, quote, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins, end quote. All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Quote, look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us, end quote. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 24 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. God will stretch you beyond your limit. Joseph obeyed, even when it hurt. When Joseph thought Mary had betrayed him and slept with another man, he did everything he could to protect her reputation. Even in his pain, he did not seek to hurt. When the Lord spoke to Joseph in a dream, he must have been relieved to know that Mary had not betrayed him. Yet the Lord told Joseph to stay engaged to Mary, which would have cost him his reputation. Joseph had a choice: loyalty to God or reputation. Joseph chose obedience even though it hurt. Jesus was raised by a man who obediently loved the Lord, even in the pain. Jesus would follow the example of his earthly father. He suffered and remained obedient to the will of the Heavenly Father. The Lord will stretch you beyond your limits so that you understand, with him, you are capable of far more than you can imagine. The stretching will force you to truly depend upon God instead of relying upon your personal strengths and abilities. Even when it hurts, God's way is the best way. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How is the Lord stretching you? How can you discern the difference between an artificial limit, which God wants to grow, and healthy boundaries, which God wants you to keep? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.